Matt Greenwood, 4 a.m., 1400 KHF, joined by Central Rebels head coach Adam Barton. Victorious tonight over the Sekman Jaguars, 69-36 in the 63rd annual Gene Steig Horse Tournament at Hillsboro High School. Coach, congratulations on the victory. McMullen leading you guys with 19. Jake Casey right behind him with 16. It was McMullen leading the way in the first half. Casey's sort of leading the charge in the second half. Talk about those two and their play tonight.
You know, those are two guys that we're going to expect, you know, every night they're going to have to kind of lead the charge and do some things. And, you know, even nights where maybe they're not off to a real hot start, they got to continue to look for ways to score. And, you know, both of them need to look for different ways to score. You know, Brevin's got to be able to, you know, score around a basket, but we need him to make some jumpers as well. And Jake, you know, Jake shoots the three, but we need him to get to the basket and do some things. And I thought they did a pretty good job of that tonight. Kind of a gritty 16, 19 points. You know, wasn't real pretty, but, you know, you'll take it.
Yeah, kind of a slow start for both teams involved. Only a 17-point first quarter combined between you guys. And then you start to get that defense and get some turnovers. Jeremy Jones all over defensively on the Jaguars tonight, created some fast break opportunities for himself, for your team as a whole. Jones, a very impressive third quarter, which I thought kind of separated you guys and led to an easy victory tonight.
Yeah, you know, Jeremy, you know, he's such a great athlete and he's got a good motor. You know, it's just getting him to play a little under control and to also, you know, sometimes he takes plays off. You know, sometimes he ain't always going like that. And you can see when he shifts gears, he can go. And, you know, the first half, at halftime, I really challenged him. I said, you know, we need more out of you. We need energy. You got to fly around, get on the glass. And he responded, and I thought he did a pretty good job of that in the second half.
You guys going to stick around for this Eureka DeSoto game, or are you heading home?
Oh, yeah. We're going to stick around at least for the first half and film it and see what we, you know, we got one guy from Eureka that we've heard of and we know anything about. And so we need some info on them, so we're going to stick around and watch.
Yeah, what sort of information are you looking for? You're looking to see how they are offensive sets, transition-wise, defensively? What are you kind of looking at?
Yeah, well, you always want to see, you know, what a team's base defense is, you know, so if you know if they're a zone team or a man team. And then, you know, offensively, you want to kind of find, you know, who's the shooters and who's kind of personnel stuff, you know, if you want to match man with them. But, you know, like I said, right now we just don't know a whole lot about them other than one kid. So we're going to sit here and watch and see what we can find out.
In terms of how you want to approach the next game on Friday, what are some things that you want the guys to kind of change up a little bit and be better, be more efficient at Friday night?
Well, we got to get off to a better start. You know, if we don't get off to a good start Friday night against this team, you know, it's not going to be a good outcome. We've the last two games, we've got off to a slow start, and one of them cost us. And tonight we were fortunate enough we were able to get going. But we got to be better at getting off to a good start in the first quarter.
Good bench production as well, Coach. Bradley with five. Hamsky, a couple of threes in the third quarter, and then five from Davian Powell. Two guys, Powell and Jones, kind of down low, offering up some good defense down there. And so good job tonight, Coach, and we'll see you Friday.
All right, thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Adam Barton, head coach of the Central Rebels, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show.